Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. It is an exciting time around Colorado State these days. Moby Arena, I mean, good luck finding tickets. You know, StubHub, there's a dude that's putting them out for $5,000 if you got that. That's absolutely crazy. I was there at the Wyoming game last week already. Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right, about a week.
It's crazy, just nuts, man. But joining me in studio from Red Cup CSU, we had the Outlaws of Moby, so we're talking to all these characters, you know? And I mean that in the most polite way possible, because this is how you build it. I brag about the fan base all the time. This is how you do it. Jackson Pitts joining me in studio with Red Cup CSU. Jackson, my friend, thanks for reaching out and jumping on the show.
Yeah. No, I mean, this has definitely been something I've been waiting to want to do. And remember after the when the Outlaws came in and just, like, sort of the energy that you brought to, like, their whole story, you know, I was like, wow, you know, I definitely feel like it'd be a great way to just reach out and, you know, just, you know, talk some college hoops.
So they're freshmen. You're a senior,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So
yeah.
you're getting close. You're getting you're a journalism major. Mm-hmm. So I mean, this kind of stuff's mm-hmm. right up your alley. So that's mm-hmm. fantastic. So you've been covering this team, but really the fan side of it is what I'm really curious to learn about. You had messaged me, and I want to get your take on this. But when this all started, when Nico Medved got to CSU, I think this is what's unique. You basically said, the coaches, the staff, players, they're going around marketing. They're going around talking to the students about coming to their games.
Yeah, no, it was really great. You know, I have a lot of fraternity brothers who are involved, like, on campus with the IFC and things like that. And I remember they had some players coming in, and they're just, like, really ambitious and really wanted guys to, you know, especially in Greek life, because they're like, you guys are going to bring the party, you know, all that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
So it was awesome. And, like, they were, like, and Coach Medved was totally, like, you know, on Twitter and Instagram, you know, just, like, creating messages, like, you know, catering to the students, like, specifically. So, like, it was just great. Like, I remember just eating that up. And, like, when we went to the game, you know, we just got rowdy. You know, like, it was really great. And it was, like, kind of like that little taste of, like, what Moby Madness is today, but, like, a few years ago.
A few years ago. And again, I think his first year they won, like, 11 games or mm-hmm. something like that. And, again, there was no real expectations that mm-hmm. that season. I think it was all about just changing the culture. What I'm really impressed with, and I talk about this on the show all the time, we talk about Nico Medved, a coach that just gets it. You know, we say that, but when I hear your story, I'm like, he gets it more than we even know, because he's actually out, boots on the ground, visiting with students to try to get you guys interested in the program.
Yeah, and even last night, you know, I was at Lucky Joe's, and, you know, I went to the coach's
awesome.
Show, and just such a friendly individual, just like, I, you know, just kind of randomly walked up, and, like, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, interrupt his dinner or anything, you know, but, like, you know, him and Erica, she's just great. I remember at the game, she's always waving at us, you know, the Outlaws. It's just, like, just the relationship in general is just, like, you know, just very open arms, and, like, you know, like, Coach Medved getting pizza for everybody before the games, and, like, it's just, like, overall, like, every, you know, every single game, it's, like, an experience now, and before, like, you know, like, 2-3 years ago, freshman, sophomore year, even though, like, obviously Coach Medved was a part of it, but now it's just, like, he just really catered all that. And I love how in his press conferences, he's like, yeah, this is what, you know, you do, like, you know, it's, like, what you build towards in a program, and it's really like that.
It was interesting. I was talking to the fellows from the Coloradoan yesterday. And, you know, we talk about, obviously, Nico, the better he does, mm-hmm. the more looks he's going to get yeah. from different schools. But with the way Moby Madness yeah. is, that's a selling point. Because ideally, if a team's looking to hire a guy like Nico Medved, they're not very good, right? Because they're struggling. They need a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're Medved, now you can look at it and say, you're going to be able to help me build an environment like that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, and that's why I love it. Like, even, like, yeah, like, back in 2019, like, when there's, you know, we had the Rocky Mountain Showdown with the Buffs when they came up, and, like, you know, even then. And I just love, too, how, like, especially, I mean, even, like, kind of touching on the football program a little bit, you know, Coach Norvell, like, he's just, you know, I feel like that sort of atmosphere at Moby attracted a coach like Coach Norvell,
sure.
honestly. So it's, like, I just feel like, you know, especially, you know, athletic director Joe Parker, he's just been, like, really hitting everything perfectly and, like, and sort of, like, really creating this really awesome culture that is, like, Fort Collins, CSU, like, you know, the undergraduate, you know, all the – everyone's getting involved.
Tell us about Red Cup CSU.
Yeah.
What, give us the base. Like, when you started saying, hey, I'm going to be this – I'm going to be a fan that's really going to grow. And because I say this on the show, you know when your program is growing, when not just fans are coming out – you have kind of different, almost mascot type fans that are there supporting you.
Yeah, and like, so it was great. So like, Red Cup kind of all started like, so I like during the pandemic, you know, obviously nothing's going on. You know, I was just sitting around, so I started blogging, and then I got hired for this kind of big Instagram page, and then I met a really awesome guy, Chema Garcia, again, a little shout out. He's really great. So he gave me this job at Red Cup. We had one conversation on Zoom. It was kind of like this random interaction we had with a bunch of other writers. And then he's like, hey, man, like, I really like your blogs. You're really cool. He gave me the page. You know, Mitch, also the CEO of Red Cup, gave him a little shout out as well. He also was just, like, super, super, like, dude, like, you're from Colorado. Like, I'm trying to expand. Because they're mainly, like, SEC, ACC kind of country out there in the, down southeast. So it was great. So, like, ever since, I've just been killing it. I've just been, like, you know, making memes, you know, growing my followers. You know, I did interviews, like, kind of stuff like that. But then as soon as I met Outlaws and Moby, it was kind of crazy. Because I was just kind of on Twitter. This even before, like, I, like, had my own account on Twitter. And I just kind of saw them like, damn, these guys are cool. And then I started interacting with them on Instagram. I like made a meme about them. And then like, so it was awesome. So Dallas, you know, who runs the Instagram page, he reached out. We went up to Laramie and it was great. So we had so building that whole relationship, it was really fun. Like I never even realized that I was going to kind of be like you said, kind of like this mascot, but I love it. I love that role.
And I mean that in the best way possible, because I mean, okay, look at the Denver Broncos. They obviously have their mascot, but then the Barrow Man, rest his soul. He was such a great fixture.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Several people building that up. And this, when I asked the Outlaws when they were in here, I said, is this something where you're freshman, you got several years to grow this thing, but when it's all said and done, because what are the chances those seven guys stick around and they're going to, who knows? Is it a hand down kind of deal? And same question for you. I mean, as you're growing these fan bases and really making Moby one of the more electrifying places, not just in the conference, but maybe even the country someday. Is that something where you look at it and say, man, we got to keep passing the torch. We got to keep getting these students really building up that fan support.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, you know, again, like I just like Moby is like, just kind of like catering what I hope Canvas is eventually like, which is like, you know, Moby's got around 8,000. Canvas is, you know, 23. You know, it's huge. You know, it's like 3-4 times, you know, whatever. So it's like, it's one of those things too where I'm just really trying to figure out, and especially, you know, coming to realize, yeah, I'm about to graduate. And I've been really good. Like, that's why, like, I'm just glad, at least for me, I just kind of trailblazed this sort of like path of like college media in Fort Collins, because like in the collegian, like student media at CSU is fantastic. And I've worked with them a lot. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I just love how like I kind of planted the seed, and I love how like hopefully one day I hope all, you know, every single page, like Barstool, me, the collegian, everyone's just kind of working together and like to kind of make a great, even better, enriching kind of fan base.
Has any coaches ever reached out to the students like what you're telling us Coach Medved and his staff has done? Like, I mean, have you seen the Mike Bobos of the world?
Yeah.
Steve Adazio, I'm guessing, did not reach out to the student section.
Okay, well, I'll be honest, like Bobo's awesome. He's just a character. Like everyone liked Bobo. And then I was kind of honestly sad when he left, because he was really successful up until, like, because I came to school in 2018. And Steve, honestly, Coach Adazio, like, when he first came, like, and honestly, I feel like the situation, like, there was just a lot of things that sort of impacted his time here. And he was honestly really, really ambitious.
Really?
Like, yeah. I mean,
so he did kind of.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, like, at least on social media, like, I remember he, like, you know, at least with, like, the Twitter and things like that, he was, like, really open about the whole recruiting process. And, like honestly, you know, kind of like how Coach Norvo was. But Norvo, though, that's way different. He was, like, in Moby recently.
So he's doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he was taking pictures with the Outlaws, like, maybe, like, a week, two after he got hired, like, even sooner. So, yeah, I just think it's awesome where, like, it's literally, like, I just love being able to be the, like, kind of the start and, like, kind of coming back in a few years and seeing what could happen.
I think this is a great lesson, you know, if coaches are wanting to grow their programs at whatever level, it does start with the students.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting you guys excited. And you got to get to that point where there's loyalty. So even if the Rams do have a year under Medved where they struggle, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. But there's still this loyalty of, hey, you know what? That guy came out and got us excited well before they started winning. We're not going to bail on them if they lose a few games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's, I, especially with Coach Medved, you know, got a long-term, you know, his contract's, you know, not going to be up for a few more years. And, yeah, I think it's one of those things where, especially on the football field and also on the basketball court, it's the same thing where you still have – people, and I love how Twitter is just a great platform for this, where you see all these people who are like, I haven't been to Moby in a while, and they're coming back, and like, there's just all these different things that are just going on, like, all over the place in terms of the fans, and like, just kind of catering and just creating this great atmosphere again.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, man. What do you think the Rams are going to do next week? You think they're going to win the conference tournament?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be out there in Vegas.
Are you going out there?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
I'll be there. So I can't wait. You know, student tickets are a great price. So, if, you know, students, you know, definitely make the trip. It's only a 10-12 hour drive. You know, it's not, you don't have to hop on a plane. But yeah, no, honestly, it's going to be great. I really think CSU, I hope they're going to get far. I really hope they don't run into UNLV. That's like one thing, but I don't think we will.
Bad one, right?
Yeah, that's like the one kind of, you know, the barn burner I hope we don't run into. Hopefully not. But yeah, I think honestly, if we play our cards right, you know, Roddy gets that look in his eye. He doesn't want to lose every single game. I think we got a chance.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, man. Jackson Pitts, Red Cup, CSU. Anything else you want to throw out there before we let you go, man?
Well, again, thank you so much. And also, too, I just, you know, really appreciate the fact, like, especially all the alumni, all the people I've been interacting on with Twitter. It's just, like, really cool to see, like, obviously, you know, with all the students. But it's just, like, the interaction with you, I mean, with, like, just – there's a lot of different components of the fan base that, like, students, I feel like, don't realize. And, you know, I just can't wait for football season, the future of CSU athletics, all that stuff. So, yeah, thanks again.
You're right. The fan base is such a huge part of it. It's a crucial part of it, where you can't just have a game to go to. You have to turn it into an experience.
Yes, exactly.
And, I mean, it is an experience. That CSU-Wyoming game, it's hard to focus on the game. I'm looking over at the student section. If a Wyoming guy walks by, it's very entertaining. So you turn it into an experience, not just a basketball game. And well done by you guys. That's how you build basketball in Northern Colorado.
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. You know, that trip up to Laramie with the Outlaws was one for the books, for sure. It was definitely fun to be trying to outshear a group of thousands of students up in Wyoming. It definitely created just a really fun, just hostile, great. And I hope just for the future, you know, there's going to be just a bunch of experiences like students can, you know, experience like that.
You think you talked about Norvell when it all kind of calms down a little bit, because it's you know, at some point the shine, I'm not gonna say it's gonna wear off, but right now it's new and exciting. People are ready to see this thing turn around. But from your interactions and seeing him, you think this guy's gonna be the guy that keeps doing that kind of stuff like Medved?
Oh well, he just brings that energy, like, you know, like I said, yeah, when he first got hired, he came to Moby, even like tweets last, you know, for the last few days, few weeks, like just like how, like, spring practice is going to be wide open this year.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, it was awesome. I love just the conversations on Twitter from like everybody were like, you know, guys down at DNV, just everyone on Twitter was just like super happy. And like, you know, it's like, you got to feed, you want diehards, you got to feed them, you know? So.
If you want to grow, and again, it's one thing to create the experience, but I think Norvell had told our friend Kevin Lytle from the Colorado.
Yeah.
Said, hey, I don't know why football coaches, we tend to like want to lock everything up as if we're like building a rocket ship or something. Mm. It's football at the end of the day. We're not going to be tweeting the plays that they're doing, right? I mean,
right? Yeah,
oh my gosh,
exactly.
They threw it and ran it. You know, we're not going to do that kind of stuff. So I think that's a great step for him. I do think more coaches need to look at what's going on around CSU basketball, because I think a lot of coaches get into this industry and think, oh, I'm just going to coach the sport. That's it. I'm going to coach the sport. No, there's so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
Engaging with the students is a big part of that.
Oh, 100%. And yeah, and I just love how, too, where, again, I think Joe Parker is such a great influence on campus, because he brings all this perspective. And also Kyle Neves, also, give a little shout
great
out to
dude.
Him. Great. Like, I've also, you know, I did a little interview with him for an assignment back in the day. But no, just like people that are on campus who are like really, really involved in like just chatting up resources and like tapping into people like Twitter. And I just think CSU is one of those places where it's like in the last few years, like we've just been really laying the foundation, and like all the great schools, you know, down in the SEC, ACC, like there's so many amazing examples that like we can pick and choose from just within like, you know, anywhere. So it's just like, I just really like how everything is being tapped in, especially now, because, you know, just bring up the whole media day and fans coming to spring practice. Like, it's just little tiny things like that. And also, to even, like, remember Medved, he did a little homecoming scrimmage this past fall during homecoming weekend.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah, so it's, like, just things like that are just super engaging and just fun to be a part of.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Well, again, I think this fan base is awesome. They're growing, and you got and you kind of trailblaze this thing. And then you see the Outlaws of Moby taking it and running with it. And it's a blast to see. And I hope, you know, we talk about UNC. We talk about CU, all that. I hope that they all look at that kind of stuff and say, this is how we can grow. If I'm UNC, I'm listening to this and I'm going, I need to go up to some freshman students right now and talk to them and say, hey, how can I get your group to go to every single game? And you guys are going to be crazy and you're going to grow and all this stuff. That's what I'm doing today, you know, and that's what Nico did.
Yeah. And even too, like, that's why, like, the conversations with the Outlaws are like, are just so positive and great, because we both are just like, you know, it's like ironing, sharpening iron, excuse me, in a lot of different ways, where it's just great. Like, you, yeah, it's just like there's like a lot of, I just love to think of it, it's like kind of like this mechanism that we're building, and like it like creates this huge giant machine that we can all just enjoy, and like that's like the fan base. And I just love too, because like especially like, you know, tailgating, and like that's why, you know, especially in the fall too, like the student tailgates have been really, really fun the last few years. And like the football team was like, you're not saying, you know, I'm not going to talk bad about the Rams. I love my CSU Rams, but I'm just saying, the tailgates are about to be like Norvell and the atmosphere. It's just like Moby is just a very, it's just the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for it, and we'll see what happens. Big one tomorrow night. I don't even need to ask. I know you're going to be there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And a senior senior day and a senior night, you know, it's going to be really, really, you know, kind of emotional a little bit, you know, kind of the last kind of sporting event, at least for me. And I just can't wait to, you know, I got some content playing with the Outlaws, you know, going to bring some flags, you know, hopefully. Just really just have a great time. Just one last kind of hoorah at Moby, and hopefully just, you know, send them off to Vegas with a W. So
Jackson, appreciate you coming down, man. How can folks find your stuff? Twitter, Instagram, all that?
Yeah. So just sign. I got TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Red Cup CSU. So
there it is. Easy enough. Red Cup CSU. All right, my man. Have fun tomorrow night. Go Rams.
Yeah. Thank you. Go Rams. I appreciate that.
All right. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.